Hello, welcome to Tea Time with Marcella. Grab your favorite cup of tea or the beverage of your choice and join us as we dive into today's topic.
Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Let your kingdom come and your will be done here on earth as it is in heaven. And Lord, give us this day bread from heaven. Lord, give us our spiritual bread as well as our physical bread. Lord, we need to be fed from you. Oh God, we need the food that comes from you. And Lord, we ask that you would forgive us of our sins as we forgive those who have sinned against us. And don't allow us to be led away into temptation, but deliver us from all evil, from every force of darkness, in the name of Jesus. And Father, we ask these things because we know that you are well able to provide it. Let your kingdom come. And Lord, we trust not only that yours is the kingdom, but that yours is the power and the glory forever. You have the power to save us. You have the power to heal us. You have the power to set us free. You have the power to make us be overcomers. You have the power to set us upon the hill and not allow the enemy to take us by surprise. But we are up on the hill and we are surrounded by your hedge of protection. We are hidden in the arms, in your arms, under your wing, oh God. You have the power to sustain us. You have the power to resurrect us. You have the power to give us life. Thank you for the gift of your Son. Thank you for the blood that he shed for us. Thank you because he got up from the grave declaring that all power was in his hands that his Father had given him. And because of that, we have the assurance that we can be saved. We have the assurance that if we accept him as our Savior, that we are not only good people, but we are your children, your sons, and your daughters. Thank you, God, for your goodness. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for suffering long with us. Thank you for your patience towards us. Thank you for helping us to be more than overcomers. Thank you because in you all things are possible. Thank you, God, for your goodness and your mercy. We thank you, Lord, for not only saving us, but we thank you, Lord, for the opportunity to share your salvation with somebody else. We thank you for the opportunity to share your goodness with someone else. We thank you, Lord, for the opportunity to share the good news of the gospel with someone else. We thank you, God, for your opportunities. Thank you for the blessing. Thank you for the windows that have opened up and the blessings that have poured out upon us. Thank you, Lord, for giving us a mind to praise you and to serve you. Thank you, Lord, for giving us a mind to go out into the highways, into the hedges, and compel men and women to come. Thank you, Lord, for giving us a desire to declare that you're all powerful, that you're a healer, that you're a deliverer, that you are a way maker. Thank you, God, for the opportunity to share with someone else your goodness and the goodness of your Son. We thank you, God. We thank you not only for the opportunity for ourselves, but we thank you, Lord, for our children, our grandchildren, and our great-grandchildren, and our cousins, and our brothers and sisters, and our aunts and uncles. We thank you for our friends and neighbors. We thank you for the opportunity, Lord, to be a light for them that they might see you. We ask God that you would bless us in all that we say and do. We ask God that we would be pleasing in your sight. We ask God that you would be kind towards us, God, and give us continued guidance, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And for everything that we do that is wrong, we ask, Lord, not only for your forgiveness, but we ask, Lord, that you would reveal it to us so that we won't continue to sin or make the same mistakes. We thank you, God, that every tongue that rises in judgment against us, you have proven to be wrong and you are casting it down. We thank you, God. We thank you. We ask, Lord, that you would be with us the rest of this day, the rest of this year. We ask, God, that you would be with us for the rest of our lives, that you would continue to shine your light in our lives. We thank you, God, that you would continue to be glorified in everything that we say and do. And we give you glory and we give you praise. We pray not only for ourselves and our family and our loved ones, but we pray for our country. We pray for our cities. We pray for our states. We pray for our president and his cabinet. We pray for all of our politicians. I pray, God, that they would get on one accord and that they would accept Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. And we give you glory and praise, Heavenly Father. Thank you. Thank you because you give us good gifts. Thank you, Lord.
Well, I hope that you have been encouraged and enlightened. Join us here each Saturday at 3 p.m. for Tea Time with Marcella.